Welcome to Red Eye. I'm Greg Gutfeld, four-time award-winning award winner from Award Winners Magazine. Let's go to TV's Andy Levy for a pregame report. Andy, what's coming up on tonight's show?
Thanks, Greg. Our top story tonight, the TSA messes with Texas and wins. The shocking story that will absolutely kill Texas's street cred. Plus, a new study reveals that the average prescription drug label lists 70 side effects. We'll examine why Big Pharma wants to take away the fun of discovering these things for ourselves. And finally, local restaurants hire extra temporary staff as MSNBC host Ed Schultz is suspended for a week after calling Laura Ingraham a slut. Greg.
Thank you, Andy.
Happy National Tap Dance Day, Greg.
Oh, in that case, Andy, why don't I tap something for you right now?
Go right ahead, my friend.
Okay.
That's not bad, Greg. Hey, let me give it a shot.
Okay. Great job, Andy.
That's boring, but it's part of my life.
Well, your whole life is boring, so there. Bye. Let's welcome our guests. Oh, yeah. I'm here tonight with Leanne Tweeden, host of NBC's Poker After Dark. I don't know what that means. And the National Heads Up Poker Championship. She's so stunning that the police use her to immobilize crazy naked people. And he's funnier than a clown covered in mime blood or an orange V-neck sweater with a black T-shirt underneath. It's that great comedian Tom Shalhoub. Oh, nice little work there. And every week is Fleet Week for him. It's my repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz. And if keen political insight were cocaine, Bill would do him right here on the table. Sitting right next to me, Nick Gillespie, Reason.tv and Reason.com's editor-in-chief. And his constant gaffes. I just did one. Makes us laugh. It's our New York Times correspondent. I hate you, Pinch.
Today in the Times, Cheryl Gay Stolberg compares Newt Gingrich's $500,000 revolving line of credit at Tiffany's to John Edwards' haircut, John Kerry's kite surfing, and John McCain's inability to remember how many homes he owns. If only rich candidates were as in touch with the common man as rich talking newspapers and rich Reason editors. Am I right, Nick Gillespie?
I also don't know how many houses John McCain owns.
That was very middle income of you. Very good.
Thank you.
No, shut up.
Yeah.
All right, they were against the grope till the TSA said nope. So a couple of weeks ago, we told you about a bill considered by Texas lawmakers that would make intrusive pat-downs by the TSA illegal. Well, Texas Senator Dan Patrick, they have them, has now killed it after the TSA and the U.S. Attorney's Office threatened to cancel all flights into Texas if it passed. The TSA cited the Constitution's Supremacy Clause, which prevents states from regulating the federal government. And U.S. Attorney John Murphy wrote a letter to the Texas legislature agreeing with that position. Oh, wow. But Murphy went further, writing that if Texas were to pass the bill, the TSA would shut down Texas airports because it could not ensure the safety of passengers and crew. Senator Patrick withdrew the bill, knowing it wouldn't pass, but he's not happy about it, telling the Texas Tribune, a paper, "There was a time in this state, there was a time in our history where we stood up to the federal government and we did not cower to rules and policies that invaded the privacy of Texans." But you know who's most angry about the whole thing? You know. Now that's a supremacy clause. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Nick, who's right here, the TSA or the Texans? I'm divided.
Are you divided?
Yes, I
think the testicle squeezing agency can help you with that,
yeah.
Like bringing things back together.
Nice.
I, everything's bigger in Texas, so I guess the TSA wasn't going to let that get away.
Mm.
I think it's I actually think on a certain level we are arguing over the price of the transaction here, because the TSA never should have been created. It should have been disbanded long ago. There is no reason to believe that the theater, security theater at the airport has stopped anybody from doing anything bad on a plane. I would like to get rid of it, but that's obviously not going to happen.
By the way, that joke about everything's bigger in Texas, I got it. Right. In here, I thought it was funny. Leanne, gotta admit, it was pretty good. Leanne, here's the thing. I agree with Nick. I think that if states were allowed to probably come up with their own way, they'd probably do a better job. However, if every state passes different laws, their planes are going to other states, and if they're bad at it, then it's more dangerous to say Pennsylvania than it is to Texas if Texas isn't doing it right.
Well, I guess you can make an argument for that, but the TSA across the board, the problem is it's never the same in any airport that you go to. Mm-hmm. So you can get 3 ounces of something that you forgot that you put in your bag, and it goes through the line, and you go through and you go, oh my gosh, I got my little bottle of water, nobody got it, and then yeah. You go through another one and they're like, you can't have that lip gloss, that's got to go, you know. There's no uniformity, which is really disturbing. My husband's a pilot and he's fed up with it. Yeah. I mean, he can be in the cockpit, he's like, I can crash the plane.
Yeah.
And he has problems with TSA.
Yeah.
So if pilots have problems with TSA, I mean, the rest of the world, you know, they were talking about unionizing, and I'm thinking, my gosh, no, they don't need to unionize. Yeah. They need to go away. I think if every airport individually put their own security system in place, it'd be much better.
I learned from your response that I'm not going to be flying with your husband. Yeah. I can crash that plane.
Well, that's his argument to TSA agents, thinking, you can't take that shampoo. He's like, really, you think I'm going to kill people with the shampoo? I'm flying the plane.
He does the shampoo, too, the pilot?
Wow, isn't that amazing? And they have great hair. Almost all of them have great hair.
And no flakes.
No flakes at all. No. Bill, you know more about the flight attendants.
Yeah. I know how to get through security by saying that they're flakes. Flake.
Tom, what do you make of this? Do you think Texas has a point here that they should be in control of this and that this groping has gone too far?
No, listen, maybe it's my life in the theater, but I don't mind being groped at the airport.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it doesn't bother me. I'm surprised that so many people are upset by it. And if we tell them where we're not groping, that's where they put the prosthetic bomb. You know,
yeah.
they'll lop it off and stick a bomb down there.
Yeah, they will. That's how deeply
and
they feel.
And by they, you mean your in-laws?
Yeah.
Are they talking about your down there?
Okay. Listen, if we do it by airline, uh-huh. I think that's great. Each airline has their own. And if they do, I'm going JetBlue.
That's very good.
Yes.
That's a smart idea.
Good airline to pick.
Here's the problem with the lop it off theory, though.
What?
All right, you do that. I get it. You're really into your religion. But what do you do with the 72 virgins once you get them? They'll just have conversations. That sounds like hell, not heaven.
Well, what happens is you go to heaven, and you have to go locate your external genitalia that also went to heaven.
Oh!
It takes a while, but you end up finding it, and you reattach it.
Can you picture it flying up with little wings?
Yes.
That's a delightful image.
Yeah, it is. Well, actually, I don't have to think of it. I have that tattooed on my back.
Yeah.
It's a large phallus with wings. Actually, it's a unicorn. All right. To the Gregalog, it's a box spring of scents beneath the mattress of mayhem. Gregalog. So President Obama took a trip to the British Isles, and there the fine people exacted revenge for the crappy DVDs he once gave to Gordon Brown. They foisted upon our leader an entity called Jedward, which is basically an act of war. These rambunctious male twins, considered by some to be a pop group, represent everything wrong with the world and rambunctious male twins. This is Jedward performing for our president.
Have you got your lipstick on?
Now, this is Jedward afterwards bragging about the performance.
Hello and welcome. I am Barack Obama. Today I met these two twins called Jedward. They got spiky hair and they got cool high tops. Wait, hold on, I'm gonna call. Hello? Oh, hey, Jedward. I had an awesome day with you guys today. Yes, it was amazing.
It's time for Jedward. What's up, guys? Kay, we met Barack Obama.
What up, guys?
It was absolutely amazing. We're so excited. It was amazing.
We had an awesome
day. He came and talked to us. We met Michelle Obama. They were so cool. They had so much fun with us. They're like, yo, it's John Edward. They asked us about our hair. They were talking for ages.
Guys, it was actually so cool.
We gave them handshakes.
Now, this is me throwing up. I apologize. I had some really bad clams, and I shouldn't have probably filmed it. But around the same time, a column in the Times of London was written, not by Jedward, but a similar combination known as Barack O'Cameron. It compared the attempt to free Arab people from tyranny to the Cold War and the fall of the Berlin Wall. Obama and David Cameron likened themselves to Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, overlooking the fact that back then, although communism was deadly, It wasn't advocating blowing up innocents for Allah. I guess this Arab Spring still looks pretty scary to me. So while I adore the idea of liberation, I'm not sure a lot of these Arabs are interested in being liberated by us. And when I see Jedward, I gotta wonder, maybe they're right. And if you disagree with me, you're a racist homophobe. Can we accept the fact that no matter what, Jedward is going to be huge? We know that. They're stars, Tom.
I like the second performance better.
Yes.
You know, the second part, was that a song? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. That was just them being Jedward. The combination of two names.
I think they're going to bring back the dollhouse epaulets, though.
Yes, exactly. with little ferrets that live inside. Nick, is this like the Cold War? Is radical Islam more dangerous or less dangerous than communism?
Well, I was going to say, I think Jedward is more dangerous than the Menendez twins. it looks like it's payback for getting the queen to watch the Olsen twins do King Lear.
Is that true?
Radical Islam is not anything like the Cold War. The communism was an existential threat to the West. Arab terrorism, we have seen, is already dissipating under the weight of the Arab Spring, mm-hmm. and it's going away. And sadly, you know, it will be people like Jedward who liberate the Arab world,
yes.
because it's this kind of pop craziness where you can be whatever you want to be.
True.
Even if you're from Ireland, which
True.
Is like several steps below Tunisia, you know, and I say that as an Irishman.
And you are Irish, right?
Yeah, I am absolutely Irish.
Yeah.
Half of me is Irish. I'm not sure which.
Yes.
But. More power to Jedward, more power to the Arabs, and I really hope that Obama and David Cameron stop thinking that they're the Starsky and Hutch of the 21st century.
Here's the thing, though. The difference between communism and radical Islam is communism, there were rules that you actually, I mean, there was a certain kind of decency about killing. You know, they weren't right, dropping suicide bombers into towns.
No, they were too busy killing their own people.
I know, but that was their own people, and planes into our buildings was different to me, right? Isn't that different?
But they even convinced, like, 14-year-old boys to put on
yes.
suicide vests and tell them everybody else is going to die, not you.
Yeah.
I mean, and they yeah. think that's okay.
I mean, there's no question. Communism is murderous. It killed millions
of
people.
Of course.
But Islam is scary. Radical Islam is scarier because they sent planes into our buildings. That's just
right.
to me.
And they're intent on killing us, and they tell us.
They did that on one day.
Yeah.
And that's over. I mean, by the mid-morning of 9/11, that was done because Americans on the plane said no, and they took it down themselves. That's it. So the plane job isn't going to happen again. And I'm not saying it's not a threat, but the West loses if we pretend that we have to regiment every aspect of our lives in order to kick. You know what, now we're looking at a couple of hundred Al Qaeda members.
But we prevented so many attacks, so it's easy to say it's over, but there's a lot of stuff we don't know. But I want to get back to the bigger question, Bill. Jedward.
Yeah.
Let's send them
What's
over.
Your problem with him?
I'm beginning to think maybe I'm the problem.
Yeah, oh, I guess you hate talent.
Yes.
You hate popping fresh dance moves.
I know.
You hate amazing haircuts.
We can probably get your hair, bleach it, and get it.
Have you seen me on Saturdays as the founder and president of Jed Warden's Jed Ward fan club? My only problem with that entire thing we just saw is fire the hairstylist because I can see the roots.
Yeah.
That upset me tremendously.
Yeah, but that's kind of in now to see the roots with the bleach.
You know what their roots are? Techno.
Yeah.
Their roots are club music. Their roots are any talented twin that ever walked the face of
Their roots are Vanilla Ice, let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
Their roots are Vanilla Ice. It's Vanilla Ice meets the Olsen twins with maybe, possibly, a little bit of
They're not
Justin
even in the Olsen twins
Bieber.
Stratosphere.
No, let me get this straight, though. These guys created Facebook, and now they want a piece of it? Is that what it is?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You're
they already made
$8
million.
Yeah, I think they're fine.
Yeah, you think
I remember them being taller.
Yeah. Yes. From Obama's pals to irritable bowels. The latter is just one of 70 possible drug reactions the average pill label lists, according to a new study by the Indiana University of Medicine. Go Pumas. But don't go psycho over side effects just yet, warns head researcher Dr. John Duke. Says Duke, having a high number of side effects on a drug's label should not suggest that the drug is unsafe. In fact, much of this labeling has less to do with true toxicity than with protecting manufacturers from potential lawsuits. Basically, what he's saying is drugs rule and lawyers suck. Knew that already. Speaking of side effects.
Wow.
All right, that was actually a trick. If you saw anything on that video other than a plain white background, your Adderalls are past their sell-by date, and you should immediately mail them to me. You know the address, 1211 Avenue of the Americas. Put them in a pull thing until they don't fall out.
Yes.
Nick, how hampered is the drug industry by the silliness?
I was just going to say that I wish I had irritable bowel syndrome. I've got really angry bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
And that's without taking a drug. I like heroin because the side effects are predictable.
Yes.
You know, nausea, vomiting, you know, really, you know, good attitude.
Making great music.
Things. Yeah, sure.
You become Scottish.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yes.
You know, there are too many side effects listed on the package. You go blind trying to read it all. I would like to see the FDA go away and Texas and each of the states come up with its own way to say, hey, you want to take these drugs while you're flying a plane while drinking shampoo? Go at it.
Yeah. You know? That's beautiful. Tom, aren't pills wonderful? Side effects aren't that bad, are they?
No, the pills work. The side effects, obviously, there's too many of them. The creepy thing now, though, is that they make the actors in the commercial say it. It used to be voiced by a voiceover guy with a creepy voice.
Yeah.
And it would make you listen. But now in the commercial, they have the guys, and he's like, you know, it may cause oily discharge. And the people nod their head. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's true. The ones with the women sitting around talking about, I don't know if it's the morning after pill or something, and they're just laughing. Oh, there might be some bleeding. Drinking the white wine, having a good time, talking about the side effects. That's what we do after the show.
Side effect I most worry about is the that little little doll of yourself that follows you around for the rest of your life. The little depressed doll. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, that's that commercial with the little doll.
Yeah, it's like for depression or something, but you get a little doll with you.
Yeah, exactly.
It walks next to you.
I always wish they had a night before pill for dudes so that it convinces you not to take home the slag you're currently talking to.
Did you say slag? Now you're no better than Ed Schultz.
Slag? I didn't even think that was a real word.
I don't know.
I kind of thought I made that up.
No, it's a British word.
Pip pip cheerio.
All right, Leanne, why does the media always like make the pharmaceutical industry look bad? When they do so many good things.
Because they make bazillions of dollars?
Yeah.
No, you know, you're hoping that your doctor is actually going to be smart enough to know what drugs are good enough for you that might have a possible side effect, but the good things are going to outweigh the bad.
Here's my point. They make so much money and they're overpriced because they need a million. They make a million failures into making to get one pill. So the pill's expensive because that's how they got there. And number two, it's like this is our space program.
Right.
I want our money to go into making these tiny little pills that make our lives better.
Did you say one there's some medication out there that has 525 things listed for one pill?
That's awesome.
They actually said, okay, we're good with 525 reactions. You know, hopefully that's not going to happen to everybody.
They got to list every single. If one person has a migraine, they got to list it. I love how everything makes you drowsy. So why don't they all use the sleeping pills? I got to go. All right, coming up, is it appropriate to wear leather pajamas on a first date? We discussed Nick Gillespie's new book, If You're Not Wearing Leather, You're Not Worth Living. But first, is American Idol helping to spread democracy in the Middle East? Yes. Well, there goes that story. So, can you spread democracy with Ryan Seacresty? Well, as you probably know, the American Idol finale was Wednesday night. Congrats, singing competition contestant. And so CNN.com looked at how knockoffs of the show around the world are teaching democracy and meritocracy?
Sure.
Sounds good. For instance, the United Arab Emirates has something called Millions Poet. Afghanistan has Afghan Star. And then there's Iran's Let's Stone the Singing Gays to Death. Not one of my favorites. And as the writer notes, idol competitions in these places create a, quote, unique opportunity for anyone to step forward and be heard. Said one expert, one of the key words is that stupid word I can't pronounce, meritocracy. To have a completely open platform, which is what these programs are, allows anybody to enter and rise literally on the basis of your own individual talent. This is a very radical concept. Yes, it is their own talent. Voi sua compagnia, vivo nele por ele, voi sua compagnia. Alegrai-vos, alegrai-vos, alegrai-vos. He was singing about his gallstones, but nobody really knows that or cares. Leanne, should we be basically encouraging talent shows instead of actual democracy?
I don't know. They're kind of saying what we should send our military in to start all of these, you know, Afghan idols in these villages. Maybe it'll work. I have no idea. But, you know, I do think that there is something that brings people together where they sort of want to vote and pick who the best is. But I'm not sure that in that part of the world that it's really going to do much.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Nick?
Honestly.
Nick, here's my thinking. Shouldn't the show reflect the ideology and beliefs of its leaders so that, let's say, it's in Yemen or somewhere and you don't do well, you are stoned to death, and there actually isn't any voting?
I want to see Dancing with the Stars with burqa-clad women.
Yes.
I think that Tom DeLay would have looked better in a burqa.
He really would have.
Lighting up the screen. But, you know, pop culture is always subversive and it's always at odds with what the ruling class wants. You know, in the 60s, the FBI spent hundreds of hours trying to decipher the lyrics to Louie Louie because they thought it was perverse and subversive.
Yeah.
They never got to the bottom of that. And, you know, the Kingsmen, I don't think they had a second hit. So. I'm not sure where I'm going with this other than I want to see Elvis, you know, the Elvis of Afghanistan. Fast.
I got to tell you, I do agree with you. I always felt that if you airdropped AC/DC CDs, the first riff of Highway to Hell would just make you not want to kill yourself. You just want to join a band. Yeah. That's what you want. And this is, I think, one of the things, Tom, here that I like is that it's teaching people how great it is to be famous, which is far better than democracy.
Well, that's the thing. It is our values. Whether we like it or not, American Idol is American values.
Yeah.
And if we spread those, it's going to work, I think.
Yeah.
And it's been similar. It teaches people how to vote.
Yeah.
And I think they're similar, you know, to if you look at American Idol winners and American politics, they're similar.
Yeah.
You know, like you've got your Carrie Underwood. She's kind of like Mitt Romney.
True. Yes.
Very successful. No one will admit that they like them.
Yeah, they're good.
Sanjaya is like Sarah Palin. I don't think I have to explain that one.
I think it's better that you don't.
Or Bobby Jindal. Yeah. They like Bobby Jindal.
Where does
Why? Because they're from the same background,
no,
Bill?
They have excellent singing voices, bigot.
All right, thank you.
God, how could you even say something
I apologize.
Like that?
Wow. I apologize to our viewers right now. Bill, Idol is a Fox show. Isn't it a way it's giving hope to countries that need it? And isn't Ryan Seacrest, in a way, our Gandhi?
Well, they would stone him for not wearing a burqa before we confuse them on the gender.
Yes.
I would also say that there's a problem with this theory is that the whole idea of American Idol is for teeny boppers to plug the lines, to vote early and vote often so that their guy wins, so that Troy Lanahan gets to the next round.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of things, but democracy isn't one of them.
Yeah.
I would also say that I don't know if there is an Idol contestant named Troy Lanahan, but there ought to be.
And I got to move on, but it's a good point. The people that vote in these things are almost all girls.
Right. Yeah, you can't do that there.
I imagine these shows only guys vote, or one guy votes.
For all of his wives.
You read, they said so many millions, like 11 million people were watching in Afghanistan, but they said 40 to 50 people are watching one television because that's all they've got in the village, so everybody sort of packs in.
That's got to be hard for the Nielsen ratings. Actually, that's what I tell people when they ask about Red Eye. I say, well, you know, there's about, you know, 500,000 TVs, but 20,000 people on every television.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it. No one believes me. All right, do you have a comment on the show? Email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com. And to leave a voicemail, my direct line, call 212-462-5050. Still to come, the halftime report from TV's Andy Levy. He is a jerk.
Tonight's halftime report is sponsored by the white kiwi, that small flightless bird native to New Zealand that is actually not an albino, but the rare offspring of the brown kiwi. Thanks, white kiwi.
Welcome back. Let's find out if we got anything wrong so far. For that, we go to TV's Andy Levy.
Let's get right to it, shall we?
Well, all right, if you want.
Okay.
Don't want to talk about anything?
No, not tonight.
Are you sure? What did I do?
Nothing. Well, it doesn't matter. Texas senator pulls anti-groping bill after TSA threatens to cancel all flights into the state. Nick, this bill was silly, right? There was no way they were going to be able to prosecute TSA agents for doing what their job is, right?
I'm sorry. Are you calling me, Nick? Sorry, I can't hear him.
Oh, you can't hear?
Oh, I'll translate for you. Nick, what he's saying is your performance tonight has been horrible. You are not on point on anything. You gave Greg one set of talking points and then completely said something else. Your delivery was hackneyed, and your coat is spotty. Andy?
I've got to agree with him.
Keep going.
We're going to do this whole thing without him being able to hear me?
I'll translate.
Keep going.
Leanne, I'm with you. One of the most frustrating things about air travel is the lack of consistency from the TSA. You have no idea what's going to happen when you get into security line. And I totally hear you about how annoying it is when you get your lip gloss confiscated, sister.
I know. $18 down the drain.
Leave you me, I know.
And you know it's not going down the drain. You know that the people there are just taking it home.
Oh, of course.
And having like a huge lip gloss party.
No, then you go on eBay and it's Leanne Tweeden's lip gloss.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
It's kind of creepy.
But I do wonder if they're not doing that on purpose to kind of keep the would-be terrorists on their toes.
Well, you know, because I'm going to take down a plane with my lip gloss, damn it.
See, there's another threat for the Tweedens. her husband's going to crash a plane, and now she's going to take down a plane.
Yeah, we're going to have to drop audio on that.
I know.
Am I going to get groped now?
Yes, you are. Well, you don't have, you're next to Bill.
What do I do now?
Tom, you said being groped to the airport doesn't bother you, but to be fair, being groped anywhere doesn't bother you.
Well, right. I mean, by someone who's qualified.
Oh, of course. Well, no, not by someone who's qualified. Come on, man. God. Gregolog, Arab Spring. Oh, Tom, you asked if that second Jedward clip where they take or where they talk about meeting the Obamas was a song.
Yeah.
I think it was a song called Amazing Cool. I'm fairly sure.
Mm.
Yeah. Nick, can you hear me?
Yes.
That's too bad.
Can you read my lips, Andy?
I could if I chose to. Okay. I just wanted to correct you on one thing. Jedward is not liberating the Arab world. If anything, Jedward is why they hate us.
I have to disagree. It might be why Bin Laden and Mullah Omar hate us, but I think it's what people are striving to become underneath all that loose-fitting clothing.
I really don't think so.
I think Nick has a point. I you kind of convinced me.
Well, I always go back to when they issued out those edicts banning Leonardo DiCaprio haircuts. I mean, the secret people secretly won't want something. It's just the mullahs that want to stop it.
Or the mullahs.
You are not comparing Jedward to Leo. Tell me you didn't just do that.
They are both.
You did not. Tell me you didn't just do that.
Andy, can we just admit that Jedward is going to be bigger than everything and anything?
I don't even want to hear. I'm not. Oh, I can't even believe I'm hearing this. You are disgusting.
Hey, we're all three in the camera.
Meanwhile, Obama and Cameron said, quote, "We will not stand by as the protesters in Middle East aspirations get crushed in a hell of bombs, bullets, and mortar fire." However, thousands of dead Iranians and Syrians could not be reached for comment.
Mm.
Yeah, that's weird. Prescription drugs list an average of 70 side effects on their labels. First of all, I prefer to think of them as bonus features.
Yes.
I think that's much better.
Yes. It's like buying a car and finding out that, you know,
that there's a body in the trunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bonus a features. Gorgeous body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Aren't they all great?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Greg, you said the study was done by the Indiana University of Medicine, and then you said Go Pumas?
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, it's the Indiana University School of Medicine. And C, Indiana University isn't the Pumas, it's the Hoosiers.
Well, Andy, I apologize, but there was actually a Puma in the studio. And I was,
and
I was
saying,
reading the teleprompter.
Puma.
I was saying, go Puma. Get him out of the way.
All right. I did not know that.
Yeah, no, it's okay, because you couldn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no way for me to know.
By the way, they got to get rid of these Pumas. This is Fox News.
Yeah.
How are these Pumas getting in here?
That Puma's got a 920.
Yeah, there's another one.
That Puma's got a 920 hit on Hannity. How dare you?
Nick, I believe going blind from reading this label is actually one of the side effects that's generally listed.
So. That's what's so confusing.
Yeah.
So I just wipe it in my eyes.
Yeah.
Whatever, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah. Tom, I believe the commercial with the little wind-up doll was for Lexapro.
Is it an antidepressant?
Mm. Antidepressant, and also used to treat GAD.
Which is what?
General anxiety disorder.
Mm. I thought GAD was like somebody's stepson. Give him some Lexapro. By the way, we got to talk about the names. Lexapro is an amazing name.
Yeah.
And I think in 20, 30 years, kids are going to have those names. Like, come here, Lexapro. That sounds like really like a relaxing kind of person.
Bill's daughters have those names.
Yeah,
they do. And Andy, I don't want to ombuds the ombudser, but as this president, gays against drunk driving is what GAD is. And let's just... Come on, let's give us some publicity here.
Okay.
That was gays against drapes.
Oh, no, we would never be against such a thing.
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I gotta skip that. American Idol is changing the world. Oh, first of all, Greg, can you spread democracy with Ryan Seacresty?
Yes!
Is it We're Not Trying Wednesday?
No! Actually, that is a brilliant, brilliant rhyme.
That's not a rhyme. It's not even close. Also, why does it not surprise me that you can't pronounce meritocracy?
You know, I don't know. Why should it not surprise you?
Yeah. Maybe because your real name is Greg Ailes? Leanne,
I don't get the joke.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's because you don't know what a meritocracy is. Leanne, you said maybe the American military should start going into villages and encouraging local tribes to have their own talent competitions, which I kind of like. Kabul's Got Talent and stuff like that.
Right.
Why not?
Why not? Right? Yeah. Bring the villagers together and
absolutely
spread the love.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom, would you host Last Comic Standing in Syria, where it really is Last Comic Standing because they kill the loser every night?
Click, click.
Well, I would host because they don't kill the host.
Exactly. No, yeah, you'd be fine. Yeah,
I'd be fine.
Yeah, okay.
They eat the host.
But Tom Bergeron would beat me out, let's face it.
That's
true. Yeah.
How'd that happen, by the way?
Yeah. And finally, congratulations to Lauren for being this year's American Idol winner. Okay, wait, now let's do the other take. And finally, congratulations to Scotty for being this year's American Idol
excellent.
Winner.
Excellent. Nice. Voted 100 times.
Knew he had it.
Yeah. Yep. I'm done.
That's it? There were two of them?
Yep, two finalists.
All right, go away. And do something useful.
The one lost and the other one won.
All right. Coming up. Ryan Reynolds is dead. Tired of hearing about Sean Penn and his ex Scarlett. Give it a rest, people. It's tearing him apart. But first, next up, we discuss the game Candyland. I used to play that with my uncle. He'd cover his body with candy. Then he called it Candyland. He's now upstate at home, and I miss him. Well, it's just like Chief Brody said in Jaws, we're going to need a bigger green light. Yep, Candyland is going to be adapted into a movie. You may recall the classic board game seen here as a colorful diversion for kids who can't read or count. I still can't. But the film's writers are aiming for something a little darker. Says screenwriter Glenn Berger, quote, "We envisioned it as a Lord of the Rings, but set in a world of candy. It takes the idea of people finding themselves in a world that happens to be made entirely of candy." We already know that. Where there are huge battles going on. Seems like a stretch, but then again, this show was adapted from a pamphlet we found at a rest stop. So let's discuss this in the
lightning round. Lightning round.
Thank you. Nick, Candyland was actually the name of the van you lived in. So I bet you're very excited over this. You played the game.
Actually, it was Strangers with Candyland.
Oh, there you go.
A lot of good times. I don't remember any of them, but I know it was a good time.
I've seen the movie. Do you think this could be a success?
I just want it to be rated R, and I want to see Queen Frostine and Lord Licorice get it on.
Yes, I am.
And while Gloopy is watching, and I'm trying to remember anybody else. I can't.
I know. Gloopy was my favorite, Leanne. Is there any chance Johnny Depp doesn't do this movie? He'd be perfect for ruining it.
Of course. Well, I mean, he could be like Edward Scissorhands trying to eat like licorice, but cutting it off every time he tries to eat it.
He would be the eccentric candy cane. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's always playing those strange roles. I don't think Johnny Depp can play a straight role these days.
That is true. So I've heard, Tom.
But I mean, can't they come up with something original?
No, they can't. That's the point. We have reached the point where a board game for kids like me, slow kids, is going to be made into a movie,
but that
Tom.
That quote by the director was just embarrassing. Yeah. It sounds fake.
I don't know. Tom, the game itself has no plot. You pick a card with a color, and then you move. Is that all you really need?
Yeah, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've played the game, and I don't think there's anything wrong with making a movie based on a board game. It's happened before. Mm-hmm. Clue was based on the game Operation,
great,
as you know.
Great
yeah.
Movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Godfather, that
Godfather
was a board game.
Was based on checkers.
Yeah, it was. Yep. Yes, it was. It was.
Notting Hill was based on Stratego, I think.
Yes, it was. And I think, was it Pearl Harbor was based on Battleship?
It was.
And Love Actually was based on self-mutilation, which is a terrible game.
Do not besmirch that wonderful movie.
I hate Love Actually.
Do not besmirch.
Love Actually should be a board game because it bored the hell out of me. Bill, you actually sleep under an old Candyland board down by the underpass, so you must be thrilled.
No, if they're going to do a gay movie, they'll do Jenga with one exclamation point. Yeah. That is a movie and a game I would watch. As far as this is concerned, didn't Katy Perry already do this with a much better rack and casted Snoop Dogg in a cameo? That was the movie. It's done. Let's move on.
Yeah. I'm waiting for them to do a full feature on Yahtzee.
Ooh.
But just like 3 hours of two people playing Yahtzee.
Yes, that's the movie. That's got to be a Bergman movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yes.
And I'll be sitting in the corner like this.
Yeah.
And then, poking my eye with a fork.
Exactly. All right, next topic. The National Fitness Hall of Fame, that one, is considering giving Arnold Schwarzenegger the boot amid the recent love child scandal. Bodybuilding's ruling body inducted the ex-gov back in 2005, and just 2 months ago, gave him the Fitness Spokesperson of the Century Award. So, Leanne, here's what I don't get. They didn't care that he was on insane amounts of steroids, but they do that he has a love child 10 years ago.
Yeah, you know, really, that's a real thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, wait,
the Fitness Hall of Fame. Okay, you know, people always want to separate, like, their personal life from what they do on the stage or whatever he did on the stage, but I don't know. I really could care less if he's in it or not in it. I mean, you know.
Well, he's been in a lot of things, apparently. But
Governor,
he won't be in the won't be in this. Tom, you are actually in the Fitness Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Yes.
What was that for?
I did a lot of stairs.
You did? Yes.
Yeah. I took the stairs in my building several times instead of the elevator.
Exactly.
Walk up.
And also on the bus, you tend to creepily stare at people.
Yes.
So that actually counts as something. Do you think they should kick him out?
Yeah, I think if we start expelling athletes from sports institutions for having children out of wedlock, the Basketball Hall of Fame would fit under this table.
Terrible. Nick, is this what we've come to expect from the Fitness Hall of Fame?
Yeah, you know, it's. I'm going to have to resign my presidency of the Fitness Hall of Fame.
Well, that was a ceremonial position. I mean, you weren't actually getting paid.
No, although I have been doing isometrics with my buttocks through the entire show.
Yes. Oh,
and,
nice.
If
I'm looking forward to the results.
Work, it's going to be the rest of the evening, I think.
Excellent. Bill, you're a huge part of the fitness world. Do they still have his back?
Do they still have his back?
Yes.
Oh, they love his back. Particularly in the private photo shoots he would do to supplement his weight training income.
Oh, really?
I'm told.
And the back probably had acne all over it, correct?
I prefer back knee. Obviously, you don't weight lifts. Obviously, you don't weight lifts like I do in the weight lift.
Bill, I'm gonna cut you off because I want to get to this next topic. On Monday, radio show host Ed Schultz called Fox's Laura Ingraham a bad name. Roll it.
President Obama is going to be visiting Joplin, Missouri on Sunday. But you know what they're talking about? Like this right-wing slut, what's her name, Laura Ingraham? Yeah, she's a talk slut.
I bet he gets all the ladies, as long as they're inflatable. Anyway, he's been suspended by MSNBC for a week. I believe that's a network. Leanne, it's okay to call her a slut because she's obviously conservative, right? Isn't that usually the case?
I mean, that's usually the case.
But they did suspend her.
Well, they did suspend him for a week.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, even women's groups are coming out now saying they should call, you know, he should be fired. It's never right. But did you hear the angst in his voice? I mean, he sounds like a guy that's about ready to have a heart attack who just hates women, and then that's just kind of pathetic.
He did sound kind of creepy, Tom.
Yeah.
He's a real charmer.
I know. Is he Italian? Because I don't know. I don't want to indict him. He might have said, he said talk slut, but he might have said, like, she talks a lot. She talks a lot.
I think
Schultz is an Italian name.
When he first came off the boat, it was Schultz-o. They took that off, which was defied our culture.
All right, I got 30 seconds, Nick. Why do liberal men hate conservative women?
Because they don't put out.
simple question. Simple answer.
I did tell him I only had 30 seconds, and he fulfilled that criteria quite nicely. All right, time for another break. And remember to check out the new Red Eye podcast. There's a new one every day. To catch them, go to foxnewsradio.com and click on Red Eye. Jeez. Tonight, we talked about something, Bill. What was it?
We talked about all manner of foods that you eat, but you don't know that you're full.
Ah, very good.
Deviled eggs being a main offender.
Yeah, that's true.
Hi, I'm Catherine. I wrote the book, The Single Girl's Guide to Meeting European Men. Girls often ask me why it is that they have so much more success with men in Europe than at home. I think it's because travelers take on this carefree attitude.
Miss Seductress said that attracting European men at a dance club is easy. She taught us how. I wish she were here to show you, but I'll do my best at mimicking. There was seriously a guy standing right there who we were all dying to meet. She said, just go like this. Strike that model pose. Lift that hair. Comb through. Oh, don't forget to wiggle those hips. What you know, you're getting closer. Sold, he is yours. Miss Seductress said that any girl can have European man pizzazz. My girlfriends and I started dancing like our formerly shy friend with equal results.
That's Catherine Chloe Calhoun teaching you how to pick up European men like I need a lesson. So last night I told you how much I enjoy cradling, napping derelicts, and I do. But I also love charity, so let's get to my latest piece of art. This is a recreation of my MRI when I had appendicitis. As you can see, it turns out it wasn't appendicitis at all. It was a tiny unicorn had been growing in my lower intestine. No wonder I was always hungry. The little unicorn was eating all of my food.
Aww.
Aww, we killed it. Right now, the leading bid is from Patrick Picard, which is kind of a combination Star Trek name, who offers $800 plus, get this, $20 for every push-up Bill Schultz can do. So we will take you up on that offer, and you can come back to me now, you guys. I think everybody's seen it. And you could, we're going to see how many push-ups Bill can do on, I guess we'll do it on Friday's show.
There's not a lot to lift, so I'm feeling confident.
Yeah, I'll bet that Bill will do at least 10. Dude.
Hey, I can do more than 10.
You just ruined my joke.
Oh.
Let's go back. I bet he will do maybe 10 dudes before he does the push-ups. See, that was the joke.
So worth it.
Yeah, it was. The rest of you have till next Friday to make a bid. Email your offer to redeye@foxnews.com to be considered. And as you know, all the money this week goes to TAPS, a nonprofit group that provides grief counseling and support programs to families of fallen soldiers. You can go to TAPS.org to learn more. And let's not forget the real message here. It's not about charity. It's about me. The auction makes up for all the horrible things I did as a child to the family living next door. Actually, I don't care. We'll close things out with a post-game wrap-up from TV's Andy Levy to see clips of recent shows. Go to FoxNews.com/RedEye. Back to TV's Andy Levy for the post-game wrap-up.
Thanks. Hey, Tom, what's going on with Mystery Team?
Mystery Team movie, I'm in it. It's on Netflix now. You can download it. I mean, you can stream it or get it online. Funny movie by the Derek Comedy guys, but I'm in the first scene.
Excellent.
Oh, that's nice.
This is not the same as Mystery Teen, right?
No, it's Mystery Team. Like, okay. They're a team of people who solve mysteries.
Mystery Teen sounds better, I gotta tell you. Nick, what's up with the book?
My number one best-selling book with Matt Welch will be published in about a month. It comes out on June 28th. It's called The Declaration of Independence, ENTS, How Libertarian Politics Can Fix What's Wrong with America. Like I said, it's number one in everybody's must-see list, and it'll come out in a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent.
Order it now.
All right.